Yeah, Meg.
Show
Man, I miss
your
you
face,
too,
BT. Get on here
man.
because you're ugly. You don't want to show us. It's
I
okay.
love and hate BT's fat face that he be doing, that little character when he be giving the updates. He be like,
That is that.
nah, it's a filter he uses. He be like, hey, hi. It's like a smush face, but the cheeks are real big.
What's up, BT?
That is
Pulling up
definitely
ugly. He is a high value man. What was that
a high
face you made?
value, man.
He makes $78,000.
What's up,
Bartholomew Theodosius.
Oh,
Hey,
boo,
Meg
Meg.
face. Sorry, I don't know what your name is. Actually,
Young
I do, but I'm not
Cloud.
gonna tell people your real name, Bartholomew.
Young Cloud, what's poppin' then?
What's up, Kingsley? What you been doing, man?
Shit. Shit, shit, shit. I was eating
I
a
hit
popsicle,
BT
bro.
up
You
to
were eating
come
a
on.
popsicle? I was eating a popsicle, but the streets can't see that. So, you know what I
Were
mean?
you were eating a noon pop?
A little noon pop, a little bruh. How you break the fast, you know what I
What
mean?
kind of popsicle? Oh, are you still eating it? Did you just go off camera to suck a popsicle?
No, I bit it.
Yes, he did.
Hold it
You didn't
high.
return.
Just eat it like this. Just go like that. I don't
You
know
didn't
why
chew
you men are
nothing.
so weird.
You didn't chew nothing. You really, wow, this is sexual. This is crazy. This
Wait,
nigga's going
what
off
kind of
camera
popsicle
to
is it? Is
suck.
it the one that in the plastic? Or like the stick?
So anyway, so Please, yeah,
just do it like that. thank you.
The lean over to get a quick suck of the tip is crazy. We gonna get demonetized.
You know what's crazy is it was low, and I was like, maybe it looked crazy because it's low. And I held it up, I was like, no, that looked worse.
Which kind is it?
If I were like this, I was like, no, that's way worse.
Right, which
Yeah,
kind? Is it
you
the
did.
one? But it depends. Which one is it? Is it the
The
one in the plastic?
100% fruit, like the little.
Plastic or stick? Plastic or stick? Which one? Is it in
Which
the
one?
plastic or
I
is
thought,
it in?
which one's worse?
He tried to lead with the 100% fruit. You know what the thing is called. You just trying to make it seem healthy. See, you're not biting. You're not chewing anything. You're not biting it. You're just doing a quick little suck.
No, I'm biting it.
That's crazy,
Just go
BT.
like this. It's okay, BT.
It's
It's
not
okay.
okay. This is not okay.
It
It's almost gone
is.
anyway. Oh, wow. Guzzler.
Yeah.
Why do y'all care? Women don't
Of
care. Just eat your popsicle. Jeez.
course, women don't care. Women also don't care about walking hand in hand down the street and they're not romantically involved. Men can't do that. It's certain shit that we just don't
Yes,
have as much of a doing.
you
Also,
can, but y'all are so worried about what other men think of you.
no,
Meg.
I'm pretty sure if you saw your man just wilding out, walking down the street holding hands with somebody, you'd feel away.
Well,
You'd
here's
feel.
the other part. Also, like, I don't know. I'm a little more international, and that's acceptable in other countries, so
Oh, I'm
I've been to
international.
other countries too, Meg. I've been to all over, and I've never seen two grown men that were not romantically involved holding hands walking down the street. Never.
You ain't never been to Dubai.
Yeah,
I
you've
never been
never
to
been to the
Dubai.
Middle East, probably like India, where else? Like parts of That happens
Asia.
in the
Like middle.
that's normal.
Yeah, they
That's a
do that
Middle
a
Eastern
lot
thing.
in
Like a
the Middle
best
East side.
friend, yeah. I didn't know that.
I ain't never seen that. I will admit I've never seen that, and it may just be to my ignorance. I've not been in places where they have, but I ain't seen it in Europe and parts of Europe I've been. I haven't seen it in Spain, the parts of Spain that I've been. I ain't seen it in the Netherlands. I ain't seen it in Mexico.
In the what who?
The Netherlands, like Amsterdam, stuff like that.
No, that is in the Netherlands.
Probably because in all these places, all you're doing is visiting the salami depot, and you're not really going to look at people. You're just going there to try the meats in that country. Well, if I was going to see the meets, then you would think that I would see niggas walking hand in hand.
That's not what you're
Damn.
looking for. You're looking for real meat.
BT,
Jesus.
you got the all damn pillow?
I didn't steal it. What? I don't even have that.
That the Duce? Is that a Duce collab?
I didn't steal it.
Where'd I
you
sure
get it
was
from?
like, where did you get that one?
Little kid. I didn't steal it.
Who gave it to you? Where did you get that from? What event?
I bought it online.
What's the website?
All Def Party, probably for Christmas.com.
That shit wouldn't have gone anywhere, man. It's okay.
There's nobody coming for it.
Oh yeah, I got
Oh.
on this All Def shirt. Y'all could get it on All Def's website. Woo, woo,
That's
off
weird.
the
We didn't
merch
even plan
website.
this. We didn't even plan this,
Oh
huh?
really? We all got All Def merch. How perfect is that? Come on, show us yours too,
Shout out to
Tahir.
Chauncey. It's wearable now.
Tahir got the All Def nose ring in today. We sell nose rings too. Not used though. Not
I
used.
was looking for something. All of my t-shirts are way over there. I ain't got nothing I can reach for really quickly with the All Dev logo on it.
Chauncey did his
Hey.
thing, man. This is like
Oh
the
yeah.
only.
These
This
are
is the
cool.
only one
Those are
we've
good
been trying.
the Rockstar gear, the like the old like Metallica type of font. That one looks fire. Man, I like the baseball tee on ladies. I can never really. It feels so weird just stopping right here, halfway down your
It
arm. All of
don't
them do
stop right
that?
there. You got a little Tyrannosaurus Rex arms. That goes all the way down to your
The
wrist.
only stop.
Stop lying. On me, yes, because I have long orangutan arms. You know.
Damn.
All the way down to your wrist.
Man, calm down, the goddamn donkey front legs. You got you call
BT, is that a Matt Rife shirt?
Yeah.
We all merching it up, huh?
Yeah, I
Yeah.
mean,
Yeah.
I got a few of these and
That's a
some
statement.
jerseys. What's the biggest
Supportive.
difference from touring with, like, say, Matt and Nate when it comes to like the green room?
Chicken? No.
What?
That's funny.
Like chicken?
Matt's team is moves a very specific way because of everything that is going on. And Nate's has a little bit more of a free flow. And we might party a little more. Yeah, we might we gonna party a little bit more. Like
You
with
gonna be
Matt,
a
we
real
do,
black,
yeah.
basically.
Matt, we going to we might do Matt,
Not
we
as
throwing a
black.
football, we playing football after, we going to a
Wait,
casino
wait. Y'all
later.
playing football at night after two shows?
Yeah.
What's up, Paige?
Whoa. Hey,
What
Paige.
up, Paige?
Hi.
Paige.
What are y'all talking about?
The difference between the green rooms and like we're touring with different people. So like Matt Rife
Mm-hmm.
and Jackson and shit like that. So
Got it.
oh, but the if we're talking green room specific, what's the little sandwich pocket thingies?
Hot pocket,
Pizza
like a Hot
Uncrustables.
Pocket.
Pocket?
Uncrustables is
Uncrustable.
Matt's green room. Hennessy and Grand Marnier and Nate's.
Oh, black. Why? I
No
was hoping it
black.
was
That
gonna
is
be
his
that.
drink. He like
Bunny was hoping it
Hennessy
was like.
Uncrustables. What
And
did you
he liked it with three cherries too. He liked the Hennessy and Grand Marnier with three of the maraschino cherries.
Yep.
That's his drink. I forgot what it's called, but
A beautiful.
that is the most black thing I've ever heard in my
Black is.
life.
You know
Down to the
what's crazy?
maraschino cherries.
Nate is a nigga, but he ain't like a nigga, but he a nigga, nigga. Like he
Hennessy
like
and
a
Grand
nigga
Marnier?
who no,
Right.
it's I mean, yeah, both of those are black ass drinks.
That's
You're not
nigga
gonna
nigga,
find
yeah.
them though.
You crossed into nigga when you start drinking those.
It was
What
like
I
it was
mean,
nigga when it was Hennessy, and then when it was with Grand Marnier and three
that's the
maraschino
second nigga.
cherries, that's
Yes. That's the second nigga,
nigga.
nigga square. But it's not like nigga, it's like nigga square. So it looks fancy because it's got the little two up there. The square up there look like it.
That's funny.
Because he grew up in a really good neighborhood, both parents. He was a church kid. He still sings. So it ain't like
Means
the
nothing.
nigga. I explain the difference between nigga and Nate's nigga, right? Nigga would be like Freddie Gibbs, right? Gary, Indiana, nigga, full on nigga, cool ass nigga, but a nigga no
Like
nonetheless.
you're not
Nate.
safe around him.
Yeah, it might be some shit popping off. It might be some shit after the show. It might
Still,
be
you're
some
not
shit after the
safe.
show.
Yeah,
Nate's nigga is grew up two parent households, cul-de-sac most likely, church guy,
lake.
on the lake, but Hennessy Grand
On the
Marnier,
lake.
and he's gonna be laughing loud on the airplane in first
Yeah,
class.
he's
Yeah,
still black. Yeah.
Eddie Q.
so the only
Eddie
difference
Q.
between a nigga and a nigga is having a two-parent household, because that's really
No,
the
no, no,
only
no, no,
difference.
no. It's nigga and nigga square that we
Nigga
compare
square.
them.
Oh, okay.
I think the He's a Q too. So
yeah. He's a Q too.
Yeah.
He's a Q too.
Babe, yeah. You've been in the sun.
She was in a
Wuba.
She was in a Wuba.
I was in Curacao.
Okay.
She's normally bed color. I was like, wait a minute.
I've been in the sun. Yes. I'm dark skinned for the summer.
Cute.
All right.
Paige, I didn't get a chance to ask you prior to this, but you just had an opportunity for the first time to work with Sinbad on stage at the Ice House doing Netflix is a Joke. How was that? A fucking legend. How was that working?
Fucking
with that
sucked, bro. Trash.
Damn.
Hated it.
I was not expecting that.
Talk about niggas. No, I'm just kidding.
Couldn't cut.
No, it was amazing. It was amazing. I think I'm like still processing, but it was really special. It was amazing.
That's super dope. Super hell yeah, dope, man. How was everybody weekend? Everybody good? Any updates? Anything to share? Share with the class?
Chilling. Big chilling.
DT, you ain't got nothing? No new popsicles you want to tell us about?
I've never had a popsicle.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
What childhood did you have?
That's a lie.
I mean, I had them then, but we used to take them off and eat them with a spoon, so it's a little different.
Wait, what? Why?
Yeah, that's how we do.
Gangsta. BT, what number popsicle was that today?
A lot of judgment on this. What?
No judgment.
Wait, I just need to rewind.
Alexa, why the popsicle is that about judging me?
Why are you
take the popsicle off the stick and then you eat it with a spoon?
Yeah, if you're
no.
You take the popsicle or the bum pop off, you crush it in your hands, and then you still eat it like Skittles. So you're eating like, it turns into like Dippin' Dots. So you got to crush it up.
Oh, thank you. I didn't know y'all was on the spectrum. My bad.
No way. It's worse than that, Paige. We need to catch you up. So when when BT pulled up.
Meg, your teeth look amazing.
No. Hang on. With BT,
don't try to
up,
switch. Don't do it.
So he kept doing, question he kept of doing the this.
Then he would come back like. And we were like, what's going on? And then he just kept going off camera. And then he said, oh, I'm just eating a popsicle. So we were like, oh, so you're going off camera and sucking a little bit of this popsicle and then coming back. He's like, I'm biting it. He wasn't. He didn't chew anything. So he was just doing a little off camera fellatio.
This is why it's so hard
off camera fellatio. Just a little off camera fellatio.
This is why it's so hard for men to confidently eat cylinder shaped food. And enjoy cylinder shaped.
It was
treats,
the hiding.
Okay? No,
it was the
no.
I think it's only because y'all make it weird.
Thank
like,
you.
Like,
that's
the fact
what I was
that he's
to
going
say.
Off camera to
there
just
go.
Like just eat
just
the
go
popsicle.
Like this.
Just eat the banana. Eat the popsicle. It's fine.
To be fair, that wouldn't have gone well either. But the off camera part.
But for y'all, because y'all are little freaking fourth grade boys and they're
fourth grader
eating a popsicle.
Pause. I'm eating a popsicle. No, like what?
Y'all mad because we having fun over here?
Is it fun? It doesn't look like it's fun for BT.
It doesn't look like it's fun. It looks
it's not
like
gonna be fun for the victim. It's fun
it
for everyone
like
else.
It's it's oppressive eating. That's what it feels like.
I don't feel like I should have to take this kind of abuse when Pat has the same hair as Paige. I just feel like
hey, thank you, BT.
That is true.
Yes,
that was
please.
A compliment to me, not
yes.
really to
yes. Daddy alert.
And
y'all do almost
like,
have the same bun, though.
Is that?
It's almost the same bun, though, Pat.
Paige walked up and like, yeah, messy bun. Pat was like, ooh, yeah, messy bun.
Shut up.
We text each other like, you going messy bun
jealous.
Today?
Yeah, you going messy bun today? They jealous. They just jealous. That's all.
Hey, let me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is about as good a spot as any for us to jump right into the first topic. Before we do, I want to give a shout out to our special guest. We got Mr. BT Kingsley back in the house. Y'all know what it is. I don't know how you do it. Bow, there it is right there, Kingsley. And we got, for the first time ever, Miss Paige Bryan is in the house. OG Squad represent us. We got Meg Scoop, Patrick Cloud. I'm to hear more. We're going to get jumped. Don't get started and jump right
we
into
gonna get
this.
We're going to get jumped.
We're going to get jumped.
You're going to get jumped.
Hey, Kenan, fix it in post, bro.
No.
We're
going
to jump right into this.
Yeah, take eight.
Like, whoa, hold on.
And
the popsicle? Blood out.
We're gonna jump to the first topic right after this.
Walking has become part of my daily ritual, all right? Getting my body moving first thing in the morning and getting some sunlight is important to start my day. That's why I love Kochava's travel packs, all right? They help me stick to my daily ritual while I'm on the go. Kochava keeps my energy high all day, all right? Energy with 5 key vitamins and minerals, all right? Keep things regular with my fiber, probiotics, and enzymes. Fuels and replenishes your muscles with protein and electrolytes. Nurture a healthy metabolism with B vitamins, minerals, and fiber, all right? Support your mind and nervous system with essential minerals, and it nourishes your immune system with vitamin C, zinc, and probiotics. Your favorite all-in-one nutrition now available in travel packs. All the nutrition your body craves in one delicious, simple shake pack on the go, okay? Just one packet provides complete nutrition ready for life on the go with protein, fiber, vitamins and minerals, greens, probiotics, omegas, electrolytes, and more. Kochava provides clean nutrition to fuel wherever your day takes you. No fillers, no nonsense, no artificial flavors, colors, or sweeteners, non-GMO, no soy, no animal products, no gluten, and no preservatives. So take your daily ritual with you, all right? Go to kochava.com and use code SQUAD, all right, for 15% off your first order. That's Kochava, KACHAVA.com. With the code SQUAD, SQADD.
You did that to yourself.
Would you rather have mayonnaise with every meal versus hot sauce with every meal?
We don't want to talk about that. We want to talk what you did off camera.
Yeah,
just a
like
second
off
ago.
Camera. Yeah. We cannot
to hear deep throated a can of pop.
A can.
First of all,
he deep throated it.
I'm gonna block whatever this
here
is. Right
wants
here.
Everyone to know he can deep throat Coke.
But I feel like cola. He was waiting for like a moment. He's like, I've been waiting to ask people this. No, this is like, because you just went straight. Everybody. He's like, so if I just took my can and I like, why
that's
would
not what
first,
happened,
Paige. Why
you're
would
taking
you
it out of
drink
context.
It? Like, that's
it's
crazy.
What he did.
Listen,
it's what
this,
he did.
That's what happened.
First of all, June is Men's Mental Health Month, and right now you guys are not helping my mental. Okay, I want to go out there. Okay, I'm on edge right
part
now.
Part of mental health is accountability, and we got to talk about that.
Yes, accountability for deep throwing a can when it was
yeah,
uncalled for.
Yeah,
hey, nobody like, asked for that.
I was just
hey, Meg, you got
Pat, what are you doing? Are you going shopping right now? What are we looking for, Pat?
No, BT, I want you to stop me. Stop me when we see it. Which one did you have?
Paige and Meg, you guys are at dinner, and the chef.
BT, which one was it? This one?
I don't know what we look. Hold on. No.
Juice sticks.
No.
Which one was it? Was it this one?
No.
Hey, those are fire dog. Those
mine
juice balls.
Is, my this one? Popsicle was healthy. It's 100%.
Is it on a stick?
Is it on
Minute
Maid?
It's the one in that cup right there. That's the one.
Which one?
He's
this
lying.
The Minute Maid cup.
Yep, that's the one.
Lying.
That
nigga lying.
So you have to wait. Your popsicle was already in a cup, and that's why you had to go.
You're out.
Off
your
camera.
Mouth open.
You couldn't even worse because now you're deep
you
throating.
You couldn't just lift it up. Yeah.
Paige,
so both of y'all be deep throating.
Paige, man.
Inanimate objects.
You got the on
Paige. What's going on?
I'm just. This is just information.
That's what you did. Say, heavy look, I can put a whole Coke bottle in my mouth. Okay.
My mouth.
All right, Kim.
Man, yeah. You guys are at dinner. The chef comes over with the steak and he goes to Baby Bird, your man.
Baby
and
Bird.
He eats it. How do you
what's
feel?
A baby?
What you mean?
What is Baby Bird?
He feeds him. Like you know how Salt Bae used to like put the meat in man's mouth.
I
why
did it to the women?
I'm sorry.
But he doing it to your man. How do you feel?
Oh, I wouldn't feel any kind of way. I know my man, so I'd be like, ha.
Yeah, and I'm also trying to understand why the waiter is feeding any. Why is his
it's
touching the food?
Place, Paige. He's gonna.
It's a fancy. Why are you touching our food?
He
no,
he
comes over. He cuts
dangling it off a fork.
He cuts it and then he feeds it to you.
Sometimes, like the first slice, he gives it to you. He throws it to you like a seal.
Wait,
and as your man
you
is going
tendinism like that.
Oh,
and
okay,
he's going
and
too.
You're
he's excited.
Me,
he's like,
I mean, listen. I wouldn't sit here and be like, "Oh, he's."
Listen, I like me an immersive nigga. I feel like he was just—he's like, "I'm gonna be immersion." Show. It's immersion. He's like,
look, look, "Is that too much? Is it too much immersion? Can it be like if Pat, how Pat said, he was like, "Yeah, come on." Or what? I think it's worse if a nigga like throw his arms back in the chair and he means like.
But why would he
like,
why
that?
I've never seen that.
Back.
I've never even seen
if
that.
If a nigga looks like a Rolls Royce, like the hood envelope, and then they.
Because that's something Tahir would do. Because nobody that else,
is
again.
That is, wait,
none of
correction.
Us is
that
thinking
is something
about that.
Tahir has done. That
none of us was
Tahir
thinking about putting a Coke bottle in our mouth. Only you.
Yeah, you keep adding stuff.
Tahir, it's you. You the
These
problem
are such
here.
Specific details. This is. Like to hear, just ask the question you want to ask.
I've
it's
never
a safe
seen that.
Space.
Will we judge you if you came out? No, we won't. Jeez,
we won't.
Here.
Be you,
we love
baby.
You.
BT,
be
what you,
you. We
BT,
love you.
BT, what Happy you used Pride. To say about coming out the closet? What was your greatest thing you used to always say about the closet?
About what closet? I don't remember.
The gay closet.
BT would say, if I ever come out the closet, baby, it's going to be holding more coochie. It's because it's too much coochie in the closet. And I ran out of space in the closet because there's so much coochie in the closet. I had to come out. I was like, let me sit some of this coochie down. Then I go back in the closet, grab some more coochie, set it to the side. I'm going to stock that coochie. I got to stockpile the coochie because winter's coming and they got wild walkers and it might not be safe to go outside and get some coochie. So I stockpile the coochie and I put it in mason jars and then I put it in.
That is hilarious.
That's crazy.
I
that's hella funny.
I don't remember that one. But that is hilarious.
Yeah. Well, I added the little part about stockpiling Gucci, but that's what I figured you was going
nah,
to.
You anyway. Tagged it. I'm doing that shit tomorrow.
Yeah, I ain't got the shit. That
is... Okay, where was the mayonnaise hot sauce?
Mayonnaise with every meal versus hot sauce with every meal.
Well,
can we pick the hot sauce or mayonnaise?
You can pick the hot sauce and the mayonnaise. So for me, I'm going to go Tangy Dip a Miracle Whip. And for the hot sauce, I'm going to go Red Rooster.
Every meal. What do you mean?
Every
okay,
meal.
So
if you
oh,
got,
it's not
if
either
you got,
or?
It's either or. And it's one for life. So every meal, you got to have some Heinemann's or Hellman's, whatever that one is. Or you got to have some goddamn
Heinemann's?
Gosh,
I don't eat that. I only eat Miracle Whip. So I don't
we
know what
tell.
The fuck
We can
is.
Tell you don't.
Paige, you doing a lot of judging right now. You giving real judge. You giving cul-de-sac energy, and I ain't even. Yeah.
And did grow up in a cul-de-sac. And did.
So wait, if we had pasta, it would be like mayo mixed in, or like on the side, and we just had to.
And
like,
it doesn't have to be a lot, but it just has to be on there.
No,
right?
that's easy there. For me. Hot sauce for everything.
That's easy. About every meal, because
red hot sauce.
Oh, it's
for
the worst Louisiana.
But red I'm saying hot. If I have to have it, I'm not saying it's the best hot sauce in the world. But if I have to have it on every single meal, I feel like that's the most tolerable. Okay, flavor wise, I could take for every single
almost
meal.
Every single meal I have needs hot sauce.
I think about dessert too, because dessert is included in this. So your
mayo would ruin it.
I would much rather put a hot sauce on a dessert than mayonnaise.
I feel like I would actually like
you. Ain't
grow
up in no cul-de-sac, Paige. You ain't grow up in no cul-de-sac. You ain't even real. You ain't even real to the white. Mulatto, mixed green, half green. You ain't even real.
Oh
you
my God, there will be no page slander.
You won't even use the hard R. You old regular.
Oh my God.
What?
You
no.
won't even.
Wait,
Paige, you're half Paige?
I'm not. Oh. That's why I said there will be no page slander.
I was well, like, boy, I didn't know that.
She is not.
Yes, I would actually probably enjoy it.
No disrespect to the biracials, but she is not one.
That's not disrespect. You're just saying I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm just not.
You gotta soften the blow anytime you say anything nowadays.
You
no disrespect.
You never know.
They like it.
They gonna be like,
here's biracial, half gopher, half beaver.
What'd you say?
I wasn't expecting
that. What'd you say, man?
Nah, nothing. I said you're biracial too, half gover, half beaver, you know.
Oh.
Hey, Meg been on one since she got here earlier today. I was hitting my vape and she was like, "What's that?" I was like, "Oh, just a little crack." She was like, "Oh, I thought it was like a vape with like motor oil." I said, "Why motor oil?" She said, "Because you kind of built like a cute caboose, nigga."
Wow. Oh, she said cute.
I didn't say that. He added.
Oh, she
that.
Didn't say cute. Oh, okay.
What did you say?
To soften the
I
blow.
I said you are built like a not cute caboose.
Oh, and
you
not
did not
cute.
Say no not cute caboose. Shut up, man.
I said not cute. To,
you just be trying to dig.
You just a little bit. Dig. Just a little ugly. Not a lot of ugly. Just a little.
I feel like there's a lot of women out there.
It's a little ugly that with enough money you could be cute.
Actually, you could be a lot of ugly. You know, women
you
don't
could
care.
Be a lot of, no, there's
Paige,
some ugly.
Paige, I'm an ugly billionaire. I'm cute.
When does cuteness start? Like when in the bank account does cuteness start for y'all? If it's like a if it's like an ugly nigga, but he has money. Does that start
I'm
around?
I'm not
like
a big money girl. I'm more how you
I'm
how
not
do you
a
treat
big money.
Me?
Yeah, I'm not a big money girl either.
I just don't know if y'all met a nigga with enough money to say I'm not a big
no, I just kind of, I grew up with money, so show me something I ain't seen before.
Okay.
Show me some bills. Come on over here. Let me fuck up your life real quick. Let me have you start from zero the number of times I have.
I've done that. Been there, done that. It wasn't as
let
fun
me tell you
as
I've never
TV.
Had a money chick, so I would absolutely let somebody spoil me. If baby girl,
we know to hear. We know. We get it.
We know. We got it. You
spend a bag on your boy,
sugar mama.
We know. Yeah. You've been built like a sugar mama
you
your whole
do.
Life. Now
yeah.
You want to be one.
Auntie to hear.
Definitely had a sugar mama.
You did?
What?
You what had a sugar
she?
Mama?
How many is?
How old was she?
82?
No, I've done
72.
I was 24. She was almost 50.
Was she blind? Her cataracts.
This is like a whole thing, though. This is like a.
She was blind.
Was she blind? They said that she had cataracts.
she was a blind cat lady.
Coochie oh, wedding line.
Cat
ladies be having money. They don't spend a lot of money on them.
Already giving up? That's crazy.
Was she deaf?
Already giving up?
She already gave up.
And Coochie wasn't blind.
Wait, BT, what was your obligations?
What'd you think?
Right, but was it like once a month? Were you on like a schedule?
Yeah,
I never knew how that worked.
No, I had to show up for big events. I had to
like what? Like her son's her grandson's bar mitzvah.
Work shit. I had to show up for like work shit, like Christmas parties and
you were her boyfriend. You were her boyfriend.
Huh? Y'all were in public.
Boyfriend. Yeah, you were her boyfriend.
She called it whatever she wants, long as that check was cut, okay?
What was your allowance?
Giving you money like that?
She was writing personal checks.
Well, yeah, I told you she was damn near 50.
But like, no, so hold up. Would you have to ask for it and be like, "Oh, Miss Brenda, I do need $50 for my gas."
No.
So what happened
your allowance
every time you would leave?
What was your allowance?
It was on the counter when I woke up in the morning.
You were a prostitute.
Wow,
you were a prostitute.
Hey, Pat, she told the nigga, "I know the new 2K came out. Come get it, big dude."
You just make it work every time, dude.
Oh, I've never... A check? Did it ever bounce?
On that pussy?
That is so funny.
Oh, my God.
BT had... You was a for real cat.
You were a sugar baby. You were a sugar baby.
Yeah, it wasn't even like bad like that. It was... You know.
How did it feel to be a sex worker?
It was cool.
Yeah.
How often was this?
This was a faction of my life.
Oh, this was years?
This was years and multiple customers. This was a thing. But it was
years and multiple customers.
The fact you said customers is crazy.
What are we talking about, you guys? Hot sauce.
How did this happen? Were these women okay?
Yes,
because I also
life.
Feel like 50 is too young. It's too young.
Right. Like, they're still they I'm can not. Still be somebody's PYT. What
right.
were these
right.
like?
No, that was double his age.
Yeah.
He's 24.
What did you look like at 24, BT?
Yeah, I need to see a picture.
I need y'all to understand this. I need y'all to understand this about BT. At 24, or in his 20s, when he was in Houston, BT even though he was never like ripped, was a personal trainer.
What? Like
that's not real. He was an out of shape personal trainer.
I'm out of shape now. I wasn't.
You're not a personal trainer anymore.
BT, pull up a picture for us
and share the screen. We want to.
When you were a personal trainer, was this the body you had when you were a personal trainer?
I was never in shape like that. But I was one of the high level districts for Herbalife. I got to.
Yeah. Oh, you were part of a pyramid scheme. Okay, that's different.
Wait, but were you training people in the gym? Wasn't a scheme.
These are real companies.
Were you training people one-on-one in the gym?
No, it was like group trainings. It was Herbalife.
What did you look like?
That is bullshit.
Uh-huh. I was just smaller. My physique was not what was selling the tickets.
What was selling the ticket?
It was a great conversation and environment.
I'm so confused.
Okay, BC, you look a little cuter there. Okay.
Okay. Thank you for pulling up receipts. Okay.
That is a lot. Look at Ben's confusion. I don't.
Could you do the stuff you were asking them to do?
Thank you, your life. Look at a picture of me like.
When you say you were doing group trainings, were you doing like boot camps on the beach? But that's just how you were recruiting your sugar mamas?
That's what they used to do with Herbalife. So one of my homegirls invited me out to a group workout. And I'm like, all right, cool. This early when I got to LA. We do the group workout. It's like, all right, guys, great job. We're going to go outside and get some smoothies. Get the smoothies. All the smoothies are fucking Herbalife smoothies, right? Yeah. And then you sit down, you're talking, and somebody goes into the front of the room. We're like, thank you guys so much for coming out. Everybody's clapping it up. You still have no idea that you had just walked into a fucking timeshare presentation. Damn. And then somebody stands by the door, and they spend the next hour and a half telling you how you can make so much money by doing what you just did. Oh, wow. And bringing up
literally the intake process for Scientology is exactly the same.
Wait, BT, is that what you were doing?
Hot air balloons.
Someone standing at a door, not letting you leave.
BT, is that what you were doing?
What?
What he just described.
I was never leading the meeting. I was just bringing people there.
I don't know. I don't see it.
That is,
with that hair?
Before that. It was before that.
Show us a picture, BT.
I don't know if those pictures exist.
They do.
I mean,
we want to see what prostitutes look like.
I wasn't a comic, y'all. I wasn't even doing comedy yet.
Oh. That's fine. We would like to see what prostitute BT look like.
I don't know what you guys are expecting.
The picture that you said before, that's closer. That's for sure closer.
He looked like a younger BT.
I'm a visual learner. I still need
me
to
too.
See
the one you did like this at, that's the one.
The math ain't mathing.
This is the one.
What did these ladies look like? That's probably a better question.
They look like women that would buy dick. What are we talking about? Hot sauce, you guys.
How many sugar mamas did you have in your life?
Yeah, but how many in rotation?
Are we talking consistent? Are we talking about just in
numbers?
How many times did you take a check to hang out?
What's your body count, BT?
Just sugar mama though. Sugar mama body count.
Sugar mama body count.
Oh, shit. Do y'all remember this, BT? I don't know if y'all ever saw this, BT.
I missed it.
My bad.
Okay, how many Miss Ethels can claim they've seen her parts?
How many Gladyses have you done swooped up in?
Damn.
5 to 7.
Five to seven.
Who's the oldest?
Okay. What was the widest gap? We'll say that. What was the widest age?
No, forget the gap. No. Who was the oldest?
She was late 60s.
Late 60s. Oh, did you get drugged, like drunk late before these escapades?
So, like, I remember her. You remember her, BT.
This is crazy. I didn't know people actually did this. I thought we were all just kidding.
Oh well, yeah, we're just totally. I'm just joking.
Was she like? Were you getting like your rent paid? Did you get a car? Did you have a new PS5? Like, what were the?
Yeah, what were the what gifts? Were the, what were the perks?
What were the gifts? Yeah.
What? Listen, listen.
Remember when you was doing this, BT?
That's
this
BT.
Nigga BT was a techno DJ.
What is your life? What is your life?
Oh, listen, wait, but that explains it. So were you a sugar? Were you a sugar baby when you were a techno DJ? Hey, man, those align. Those
I
go
would
together.
Prefer hot sauce.
Okay, fine. One more question, BT. Just one more, please. All right. What, like, I kind of want to know Paige's question. What were you getting, like, rent paid? Was it just like checks? I feel like the checks thing was specific to that lady.
There was some rent situations. There was some, if I'm going gifts, it was computers, it was clothes.
Is it stuff you needed, or they were just like, oh, I was at Ross and I picked you something up?
There wasn't a car, but there was access to cars.
Was she doing like auto pay, like renewing everything, or like every time was she like cutting a check for it?
Yeah, was it based off of performance?
Yeah,
you gotta
come over and get it.
You gotta come over and get it, baby. I don't do all of that internet.
I'm not judging. I'm just taking notes because I'm like, I mean, I'd like to get my rent
this
paid.
This is so fun. I did not on my bingo card have prostitution tricks.
You
from
remember that?
I'm gonna talk to you offline, BT, because I might just need some notes.
Listen, man, you remember that time in your life? I think everybody goes through this from about 18 to about 24, 25. Everybody. When you first start adulting and you're broke and it's either sell cocaine or call your parents. I didn't want to sell cocaine and my mama didn't have it, okay?
So you sold your body. No, a lot of us don't turn to prostitution.
Remember that
BT?
Time in your life between 18 and 24 where it was either be a drug dealer or a sex worker?
Well, hey, sugar mama.
Paige, everybody's not good at math. Okay, and to be a drug dealer, you have to be good at fractions and weighing up. And it's also a lot of customer skill, but it's also illegal. Meanwhile, dropping some dick off for a couple of Xbox games, I mean, who is
that? That is also
come
illegal.
Come on, man. Who has to
right. say it's also illegal.
Technically,
it's only illegal if you're advertising that you're getting paid for it. If these just happen to be gifts or donations or contributions, that's different.
I wouldn't say this
no,
is sex
it's
work.
Still illegal because you didn't pay any taxes on it, BT. So,
right.
You don't that's have to pay taxes on a gift. You don't have to pay
only,
taxes on
only, only to, if only it's under to $10,000.
Boom. We don't know how much he was making.
More than $10,000, Paige?
He said it was five to seven women. We don't know this how many
five
years
to seven
this was.
Women. He was getting rent paid. He
was
having access
these are
to
all
cars.
Jokes.
What happened to Sugar Mama?
Hot sauce or mayonnaise? What we going with?
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce.
I said hot sauce.
He used to be a hoe. This is so hilarious.
He had a sugar mama. Why we change up the verbiage?
He had seven. He had 5 to 7 sugar mamas.
Sugar mama.
That makes you a hoe. That makes you a hoe.
Looks like hot sauce has it on that one. We're going to jump into the next topic. Right after this.
Fellas, what do women want and need? All right, I don't know, okay? But when the vibe is right, a good consensual dick appointment will never hurt, okay? Be her rock with Blue Chew, all right? They're sponsoring the podcast and they're sponsoring your bedroom performance. And with their new arousal boosting formula, you're getting turned on mentally and you're getting hard physically. Bricked in the brain, bricked in the body. Blue Chew Gold is better sex in a tablet. They combine 4 ingredients into one powerful solution, all right? 2 ingredients to get you hard physically, and 2 support arousal and desire in the brain. It works fast and it lasts, all right? So guys, have a complete experience in the bedroom with Blue Chew Gold. There's a reason Blue Chew is the number one brand for better sex, all right? Experience it at BlueChew.com. And of course, we got a special deal for our listeners, all right? Right now, when you buy 2 months of Blue Chew Gold, you get the third free with promo code SQUAD, all right? That's promo code SQUAD, SQUADD. You will also receive an additional 10% off plus free overnight shipping on your first order. Visit BlueChew.com for more important details and important safety information. And we want you to thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the pod and the bedroom.
All right. Would you rather have a super organized partner, but with no sense of humor, versus a messy partner, but hilarious?
Messy, hilarious.
Oh, we can get a maid.
Messy, yeah. Hilarious.
Messy, hilarious.
Organized and no sense of humor. That's like serial killer.
That is that's
okay. Organized.
That's
okay,
American Pat. Psycho. That's American Psycho.
We're describing American Meg, psycho. By the way. This is Meg.
No. Actually, no, because I do have a sense of humor. You kiki'd a few times for my joke, so shut up, Pat.
Is it Meg or Pat? Which y'all want to go with? Which one y'all? Hey.
I'm not messy. Damn.
This is giving clutter. Is it just like, don't you go to Joanne's Fabrics and you just buy different fabrics and you throw them?
Oh, this section's right. my turn, huh? This is my turn?
You're a house person. An unhoused house person. That's what you look like.
We just met, so I'm just gathering more information about you.
This is not the type of cleanup. You should have bended that, okay? How dare
don't
you
trying to bend over in front of the camera and got your little coochie cutters all out, boy. You better relax.
It's my turn, huh? All right, let's do this.
I was just wondering.
Okay, no, Pat, okay, hold on. Here's the thing, though, because that is true. It's that, would you rather date a Pat? I mean, I'm not the most organized, but Pat, I feel like a lot of girls will have an issue with you because I feel like you don't call them back on a consistent basis because that comes
Where'd
with
that come from?
No, let me tell you, because that comes with the
because you're light skinned.
And you're just very, I have a million things going on. I'm just like very eccentric, creative, and I feel like you're not consistent with women. I feel like that would get on my nerves.
Are you the guy who's like, I don't really text a lot, so you know, because life be cray. Sorry,
no,
girl.
I don't ever talk like that.
I'm
getting better, you guys. I'm getting better.
Like, how many women in your phone right now have not heard back from you in a week?
Zero.
Pat, how does it feel to be me? Huh?
Phone dry. Let's go. Sahara Desert era.
Because you're not responding.
That would be so annoying. Because usually unorganized just doesn't mean your room. It usually means every part of your life.
Okay, hear me out. I don't know how the women got it into this. Let's just focus on the messy, okay?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's not just the room. Usually it's every part. You don't know strategic. People who are just messy in one area. They're usually messy. They house messy. Their brain is messy. They're probably really smart. Yeah.
Well, hold on. Wait. Because y'all ain't even know my little bro like this. That's number one. Number two, women, why y'all backseat always messy? Why y'all always got four changes of clothes, six pairs of heels, ain't no room? You know how many times I done went to somebody's trunk and be like, oh no, just put it in the backseat. My trunk is full. Why your fucking trunk full? It's Tuesday.
I got clothes that I gotta take to Goodwill.
Goodwill, and I gotta pick some stuff up from the cleaners. And also, this is what happens when, as a Black woman, you are carrying the weight of the world.
What?
I have to
messy, bassy, have an ass up.
And you don't know where you're gonna be.
Here we go.
I wish
you gotta be ready for anything.
Ready for anything, y'all.
And if y'all trunk and y'all backseat was messy, y'all would have to get a ticket or do community service.
My back seat and my trunk are very clean, by the way. So,
I mean, I have children now, clean. So they ain't never gonna be
man,
clean.
Man, I ain't trying to hear that shit. You know what,
okay,
man?
You tell toddlers can't bring
it. You do get a pass, man, because you do got two kids. I will give
she's
you that.
She's got kids.
So, yeah. Wait, tell me the options again. Shit.
Messy and hilarious.
Dang, we done messed BT up. He over here like, let me make sure. Miss Denise, do not log on. Miss Denise, don't check my social media for the next week.
None of them have YouTube. Don't worry about it, BT.
That's true. They don't.
We're not posting
don't
this
post
on
it
Facebook.
To Facebook. Don't post it to Facebook.
Y'all we'll pick about something y'all else. About the old. Y'all thinking about the old time sugar mamas. These new sugar mamas be up on every. They on Facebook dating. They on Facebook Marketplace having young niggas come over and move furniture while they in a 90
how
or.
How do you know that?
Uh-oh.
Because Tahir used to sell dick too.
That I believe.
He's even waiting 20 minutes to say that. He's like,
I
it's
feel
like
like
pork.
gingers are niche, so he probably there's a market for that.
Every time you hear some dude
There's
say,
the
I like older
market.
women, that's what he talk about. That manyan.
Tahir used to have a big back page.
I ain't like them big bitches don't need love too. They definitely did, boy. And when I was in college, oh, it wasn't a challenge I would turn down. I was out there in college,
Is
boy.
that a challenge, though? If you won't turn it down, is that really a challenge?
I mean, listen.
True.
We're not doing semantics here, Paige. We're not doing semantics. That's not what we're doing, okay?
Okay.
Because sometimes I would need a couple of days to mull it over. I'm like, ah, this is going to take a lot of energy if I put her in the rotation. This is 2 days worth of work.
We really do. Women.
Okay, she's hilarious and dirty.
Wait.
Messy.
Well, we said messy. So messy doesn't necessarily mean dirty. Messy doesn't mean dirty.
Yeah, that's
or
a big difference.
Organized and no sense of humor.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just boring. That's like,
what does no sense of humor mean?
Like she doesn't get satire, she doesn't get sarcasm, she doesn't get humor, she doesn't like she just doesn't
She would never laugh at you. She would never find you funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all don't have inside jokes.
And she would
never
make you laugh.
Or she'd be like, oh, that's funny, but she doesn't laugh.
She would never laugh. She'd be like, oh, I get it.
What if she was like LOL, LOL?
Oh, that's hilarious.
BT, you ever been with somebody who didn't
think
you were
funny? What if she responded to you all the time that was like, I could see how that's funny?
I could, that's worse. Just lie.
I could see how that's funny.
Her hands so fucking fast, bro.
And she's coming to shows with this energy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Just like this.
She's, but she's in there, but she's having a good time. She's like, oh, that's
She's
hilarious.
Having a great time. And she's afterwards, supportive. She's like, wow, I can see why everyone else thought you were funny.
I can see it's crazy.
She's positive.
Queen with the shade. You are a shade queen, Paige.
Yeah.
I could see why people
see how
laugh.
Everybody else thinks you're funny is wild as
I
fuck.
I can see why they laughed.
I'm gonna have to punch your daddy if you say some shit like that to me. Damn. Somebody in your family got to square up if you say some wild shit like that to me.
But saying, why? What if it's true? What if they're like, oh, this is hilarious? I mean, it's not like my type of humor, but it is hilarious.
They're men. They want you to lie to them.
Damn. Have y'all ever dated
y'all,
somebody
y'all
who didn't
that's a lie
funny?
To y'all? Does this make me look fat, bitch? It ain't that. It ain't.
I don't ask questions. I don't want the answers.
Does this make me look fat? Did you look at that? Yeah, but I wanted to know. Well, we don't have clown mirrors. What you saw is.
I mean,
saw,
it's 2026. It's body positivity. We ain't asking
absolutely,
those questions.
Absolutely, no. But that don't mean my eyes don't work. You can be positive all the fuck you want to.
I was just thinking that. It's like
this and these hands are anytime our hands go here, it's a bullshit cover.
That let you know how
you gotta
Paige
tell
pull up niggas though. Hey, we doing this when she talking to niggas, she be like, so what we doing, my nigga? Like,
what we doing?
Hey, have y'all been funny to everybody you guys have been with? Have y'all just ever dated somebody that was like not really thinking y'all was funny?
I've been the funniest. I've carried the weight of being the funniest one in the relationship my entire life.
Damn.
Same.
I think that's usually the... I mean, I've dated people that were funny before, but I think even before the numbers are exchanged, like, I got a vibe with them on a comedic level. Like, it's got to be like, I see how they can be funny, they see how I can be funny before we go any further.
I feel like I'm going to be... I would... entertain myself being hilarious with their non-responsiveness. Like, I would find something in that. I would find a man. I got my
he would shame them. He basically saying he would shame them for not laughing.
I'm saying it's gonna be funny to me either way. I got my mama a card that for Mother's Day that just keeps saying mom, and it like it don't stop. Oh my god. You talk about I was tickled. She didn't think it was funny at all.
So this has happened
like
in a regular relationship.
Was it like Stuart from Family Guy?
Yeah,
Stuart when he's like, mom.
When she first opened it, it's like all normal card, Happy Mother's Day, yada, and then you open it and go, mommy, mommy, mom.
Oh, it is Stuart.
Mom,
yeah,
mom,
Stuart.
Mom. And you close
that
the card and it doesn't stop. And it doesn't stop for hours. Like, it doesn't
stop
hours.
My God.
To the battery. That's, yeah, to the battery. Whoa, I've seen those online.
Whoa. That's cruel.
Look.
Why'd you do that?
The only way to do it is you got to open the car, but if you tear the car open, then glitter goes everywhere. It's fucking... Yeah.
That's terrible.
Why are you a terrorist?
Hilarious.
That's too far.
My mama, now think about what Mother's Day was. My mama called me 3 days ago. She said, this card is still saying mommy. So after a while, it'll stop saying it. Damn. When it's closed. But if you open it again, it starts over again.
Why didn't she throw it out? She didn't throw it out? That's nice.
No, because she wants to keep... She didn't think it was funny. I think it's hilarious. So this would just be my life. I'd just be enjoying myself, and you not her not reacting made it funnier.
All your sugar mamas thought you were funny.
You know, man, life's crazy, bro.
Damn, some of them were like, I don't get it.
That's not what I pay you for, BT.
now explain that one to
go
to
on ahead and close that. BT, that's not why I'm paying. That's not what I'm paying that mouth to do.
That's
BT,
not why I'm paying.
Enough with the jokes.
You ain't had a real old lady until you get one and she want to read the Bible before she go to bed. Yeah. That's what you like.
Damn.
Hey, I do that. Decision.
Yeah, man. We know old lady ass. But... You were included in that. What the fuck?
She said it like we were surprised.
Hey.
Minute. All right. Hey.
Oh.
Do that.
Screw that. Hey, thanks.
Hey,
that is so funny.
I forgot the question.
Super organized partner with no sense of humor versus a messy but hilarious partner.
Wait, are we talking dating? Are we talking like a permanent relationship?
Let's say dating.
Both. Okay, because my answers are different for both.
But it's exclusively dating. It's exclusively dating. You date.
Why is it different? Why would it be different?
Because when you're thinking about dating, like it can last, it may or may not last, right? Like you don't put as much weight into it. But if it's like a marriage, that's a different level and skill set that I gotta make sure. Like, for example, I'm not okay with just like casually dating or dating someone for a while that I'm not sure if it's gonna lead to something, and they're not funny and they're not fun. Like, I'm okay with you being messy because at the end of the day, if this don't work out, like whatever. But if we doing life together, baby, you're gonna have to be organized. Like,
that's what I'm thinking. Like, do you know
taxes? Proper, like, it's too much stuff going on.
What about fun? Y'all ain't gonna stay together.
Fuck the fun.
I'm talking about estate planning. Like, it's a lot of organization, think about this, baby. Cloud.
There are people you can hire for these things.
I agree, Paige, but here's the thing. No. If you're messy, you probably ain't keeping track of all that. So now it's got to be on me.
I think there's different levels to messy, because then there's like I'm not a messy person, but I also, with like my neurodivergent brain, sometimes things will just like get away from me. But like, I'm very organized. I know where everything is. I'm on top of my business. But sometimes, just like
she's messy on the bed, too much. If the other girl can't be funny at all, she is messy, messy.
Yeah.
She
don't know this person that you're talking about.
So
is
we're
messy.
Talking about dirty. We're not talking about messy.
No,
we're
not
talking
dirty.
About dirty.
It's not nasty. There's
it's
no
just
blood.
Messy all over the place. Not like neurodivergent woman ADHD. We know where everything is, but there's. Not that,
because that's
something. This is a male version of that girl, and it's not pretty.
Yeah, that's organized in your mind. If I ask you where something is in the house and you don't know, that's gonna start to piss me off.
Okay, so then the options are messy, messy nigga, or he can't make me laugh. Is there a third option to just
no?
These are it.
No.
These are the two men on the last face of the planet, and they're identical, so they're both.
And is she okay? Wait. Is she messy just in stuff, or is she kind of messy in life?
It's everything.
That's a good idea.
It's everything. They said it carries over to everything. Just everything. Messy.
Hell no.
A messy person.
And she's organizing everything,
show up,
too.
Clothes all over the place. No.
Oh, it's her appearance, too? She has a messy appearance?
She messy.
Some people call it eccentric. Not, you know?
How would you have fun with somebody with no sense?
What do people call you, Pat? That's what it is, okay?
What do people call you, Pat?
Yes.
Is what?
People don't associate me with messy.
Is it like natural deodorant messy?
Meg, it's not that messy. Nah,
that's stinky because that can turn into stinky real fast. We're not doing that.
Your hair, you, it's messy. You know what I'm saying? You're not dirty. Nobody said you're dirty.
People think I'm like a vegan that does natural deodorant and
are you a vegan
and stuff like that. No, I'm none of that stuff.
Is the air conditioning on in your house right now?
He definitely sells incense. Cloudyincense.com.
I do not sell incense. See, that's yes. But that's
and I don't think the fact that you don't be getting your hair twisted to the root is not helping.
You don't get your hair twisted to the root.
I do get it twisted. See, it's just the rumors about me are just random.
He do, and it'd be lasting a day because he wash it right out, girl.
But I don't think anybody associates mixed? Me with mess. No, I'm black.
We can't have pig and mess.
He like 1/16 Chinese girl.
I just asked follow up questions to get
your mother white. That's what she wants. Is your mom white?
I don't know where messy came from. It's just because I have like messy hair.
Pat,
but I wouldn't say his hair right now is messy.
You said what?
You think your room is not messy?
Yeah, I wouldn't say your hair is messy, but them random like sheets of ghost pattern cutouts on the chair.
Oh yeah, that's just like a bandana.
Yeah, but it's just like, what is that? What is it?
I sell these. They're bandanas.
Yeah, but the fact that you don't know that you're messy, Pat, I'm just going to tell you, yes, you are. As a friend,
no, I know I'm messy. I'm just not associated with messy.
I think in a partnership, if I'm messy, she got to be organized.
You see what I'm saying? That's why
think about the positive. I come home. I just got off the road. I put down my luggage. I'm rumbling through it because I got to go. I run to the show. I come back and she put everything up and it's all, that sounds like a life.
But how
that
do y'all
sounds
have
like
fun?
A maid. That sounds like a housekeeper.
How do y'all have fun with people who have no sense of humor? I do want to know because I don't know.
Do I've never done it.
They do puzzles. They coupon together.
We can have intellectual conversations.
First 48.
I genuinely want to know.
Conversations with funny people.
Man, fuck that funny shit. Cause we can talk about life. We can talk about
about no sense of humor day. Though. That means out of everything in life that happens, like you see a funny reel, you can't send it to them. Somebody says some crazy shit.
Other friends, Paige.
It'll be just like the people you send shit to. And
but then why am I with you? Why am I with you solely so you can fold clothes? I can hire that person.
No,
I'm just telling. I would have said, look, now that I'm married, I see the difference. And I'm just telling y'all, I would rather have somebody who is unfunny and organized in life as my partner.
That's who Meg is. Meg, you attract.
No,
I'm
actually the funny one to hear. So shut up.
Which is bad, Meg. That's what I'm saying. When you're the funny one in a relationship, specifically.
What do y'all do in serious?
Paige, you and your funny man, y'all got two kids together, right? Y'all about to do some international travel. You got to go get the kids a birth certificate. You got to find the kids' birth certificate so you get their passport. And you don't know where they at, and he don't know either. Fuck out of here.
He don't know. Well, why would
neither one of us know? First of all, I'm not marrying somebody like that. But I don't feel like that's directly tied to messy.
He's messy.
Because probably just don't know where the birth certificate is because where is anybody's birth certificate? Right. I don't know where my birth certificate is.
In my file.
Organized file folder.
In my files.
Because you're files. A mother. I don't have children.
No, Tahir too. Tahir got files too.
I know what mine is. I know my passport. I know my global entry.
I know what I have my passport. I think my mom has my birth certificate. Paige, I don't know where my birth certificate is.
Paige, this is
Paige, no, you gotta pick the other man. Please don't do that to yourself.
Paige, look, you don't know where it's at, right? But he know exactly where it's at. It's like, is it the file cabinet on the left? Two floors. He knows exactly where it's at.
He knows exactly where it is. And then me and him are going to take these two kids on a 22-hour flight to Africa, and he's going to be boring as fuck the whole time.
That's not boring. He just ain't got no sense of humor.
No, but that's what I'm asking.
He's not boring. He's interesting in other ways. Because I'm sure there's more to life than just laughing.
Name them. Name them.
What are you interests? What are you interests?
Let's put it to a vote. We gotta go with either organized, with no sense of humor or messy but hilarious.
Wait, dating, right? Not marrying.
Dating.
Okay. But well, you just said,
but I feel like if I'm dating, first of all, no, because if it's just dating, if we're just talking
answer.
About
I need an answer.
No,
I need
but
an
I'm answer. Saying y'all said dating, but then you brought my two kids and they birth certificates into
you got two kids, y'all just dating.
I don't get what? How this is no. an option. How is this a hard question for y'all? This is crazy.
This is
I feel like I gave my instinctual answer, and now I feel like I'm
stick with that.
Shame.
Stick with that. Funny.
That's hilarious. That other one's crazy. I can't believe y'all could do that.
I'm going with messy but hilarious.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Me too.
Dating, casual. married nigga organized, okay?
That's crazy.
I will be hilarious on my own. I have way more. We don't need to be.
I switch too.
That sounds miserable.
Yes, organized.
I can be organized on my own, but like, I can't, if you don't make, I don't want to cheat on my husband. That's crazy.
I need to hang with you like that.
Cheat on him,
and girl, you can laugh with your friends.
Listen, messy but organized.
That's the problem. I'm gonna be laughing a little too hard with one of my little friends.
She gonna cheat on somebody who's messy and hilarious.
That nigga gonna come in with the dad jokes and get that booty. You understand me?
That's crazy.
He gonna be like, why'd you do this to me? I'm just like, he makes me laugh. I don't know. I'm sorry. You're just, I know.
We're gonna jump into this last topic after this. Last topic of the day we have, would you rather receive a nude picture versus a nude video?
Video.
What part of the nude is this?
This is different for men and women. This is different.
It could be whatever you requested from your partner.
Okay.
I'll go. If it's my preference, then it's gonna be video.
Yeah, because it's 2026.
Why would you? I know, but that's why would hard. Anyone want a picture over a video? When is that right. better?
It's not I think the picture.
I feel like a picture over a video.
The picture you get to keep, the video disappears.
What?
No. Keeping the video. You blocked.
Good though. That is good though.
No, that's the video you get to see in video, and then it's gone. You can get a couple rotations.
That does make
like
it better.
I feel like a video is way more fun for men. Like if I dated women, I think I'd want a video. But with men, I just feel like.
Yes. Why is it different?
Because I feel like y'all don't really know the art.
Damn.
It's just like, what y'all do? What the angles be weird, the screen be dirty.
Give me a video, okay?
That's because your nigga messy, that's why.
Hey, what would we do in a
but
video?
But he make me laugh.
What would we even do?
Helicopter? Who knows?
Yeah, what the fuck?
That nigga doing it like look at this, babe.
I feel like there's way more options for a woman in a video than there are, like...
But we also have more
I'm
sexy
jingling
parts.
My balls, baby. Look at my jingling.
I feel like video more for sexy us would be
the only
too.
Problem with the video is you ever see somebody try to do sexy shit that's not sex that it is not sexy that hard.
It's tough. Boy,
I can't never that's... not see it when you try to do the body roll and
but,
it was.
But here's the thing though, BT. Imagine somebody trying to take a sexy picture, right? Like pouring chocolate on their chest, and they think they're killing it in this picture. In a video, you might have certain parts of the video where you actually are sexy. With the picture, it's just this. This is all you get. This is what she sent you.
Well, you might be you're more likely to be exposed in the video than the photo. I feel like you could hide a lot of
are
stuff.
Are you
in the
editing
photo.
The video? No. Are we running the video through CapCut?
Like, yeah.
A chick with a big ass that don't know how to twerk in a video look crazy.
Yeah, that's
she's trying.
But did she not watch the video? That's what I'm trying to do. You not watch the video before you send it, sis?
Oh my God.
No, but they
I
think
watched,
it's sexy.
I watched the video.
They think it's sexy.
The video. I analyzed the video and then I say that was great for a first take. Now let's try it again. You can do
damn,
that.
You start directing. All right, what's your motivation?
This is not your best.
Have y'all ever sent the video and you was like, yeah, let me redo this over? Like, has that happened in real life to you, Paige?
I've been in real. Well, I never sent it, but I watched it back and I said, that is not what I saw in my head.
Damn.
It's just like, because listen, like I'm long, I'm tall, so I have really long limbs. So sometimes it'd be like, oh, why my leg over there? It looks like I'm missing one.
Ooh, it's look, weird. Sexy giraffe. Get a sexy giraffe.
She was in the.
Paige is in the video trying to be sexy, looking like the blow up inflatable in front of a car dealership.
I'm in the video like this, like to hear eating a steak.
Damn.
Yeah.
I think
imagine
that video,
how we look. We're probably way worse.
But that's also because I'm an overthinker. Like if I was on like FaceTime with someone, then you're just like in the moment. But if I have the opportunity to look at it, analyze it, and be like,
I take my news very serious. I set up like fucking studio, like when I'm finna send like that video. Like there's
a boom. Oh Lord.
God. I might not use a boom, but I might clip on the mic to the chain because like yeah. So, you know, oh my God.
You
can
hear us. You do audio.
Why? Nice. So we can hear.
Yeah.
Listen,
nobody want to hear that.
Women, listen.
Are
listen.
You ready for jerk off?
Sometimes you come across people that they like, I want to hear you say my name. I want you to say my name
jerk off in
the video.
3, 2.
Do you start or end the video with deep throat in the can? Which one?
BT, answer her. She's talking to you. BT, answer her. She's talking to you. She couldn't be talking. No.
I'm just wondering. Is that like? Ooh, this gonna get them.
Are you trying to rock with this, sis? Like,
that's what you be saying here. Ew.
You ever seen a picture?
If that's what was in their picture,
send me a picture. See, this is what I'm talking about. Men get weird. Why are you narrating the video?
I'm still on the mic.
Are you ready to rock with this?
The wireless mic is crazy.
Let me show you some, girl. Like, what?
Bye-bye, Coca-Cola can.
Send me a picture.
Right.
I ain't gonna hold you, though. A picture of just lower woman parts. I'm so cool, bro. I'm super cool.
Damn.
Of just lips? Hey, I'm cool. You got
you
it.
You cool. Like you saying, keep that. Don't
keep
send
that
to me.
You got it.
Why? You don't think vagina is pretty?
You don't think vagina is pretty?
Not as a solo. I like it within buns.
With the supporting cast?
Yeah, within buns, cool. At certain angles, cool. But just, man, no.
Y'all don't be appreciating the female anatomy, man.
Listen, I heard a lot of guys.
Men are different, like, though. Some men are different. Some men would appreciate that.
Me, on the other hand, put it in my face. I don't get, put that motherfucking camera aside there, man.
We know here. You don't have any standards.
Now, in a video,
you'll accept whatever. We get it.
In a video, if you go on a little fa la 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 la, I'm cool. But just a picture of Schmickata. No, I'm cool.
Listen, I'm a freak. I remember when I was young, I masturbated to the tampon instructions one time. Like, it don't
Jesus
take much
Christ.
Before.
The tampon instructions.
I don't feel like that needed to be shared with the class. That didn't
with the drawn lady?
With the Why?
Sometimes just only tell
There's
your
like
therapist.
Nothing sexy about the instructions.
There's some things
of
you don't need to tell everybody.
I was a kid, and that was the only booty I had seen. With no nudie magazines in the house.
All right, so what was it? The 1970s.
Who is putting tampons in their booty?
Tampon.
Wait,
box.
No. Why you say nothing about the booty? I just said the drawing from the tampons. That's all I said.
The drawing of the uterus.
No, like it showed you. I remember, like it folded
it's
out.
The instructions how to put
the instructions.
Here we go. This is the tampon. This is the tampon instructions in the 80s.
That's your girl.
It was not that bitch. She was illustrated. She was just lying. She didn't even have nothing past the torso.
Oh, you're talking about that, Liz?
I feel like with all this information, this is why I'm going picture. Just send me a picture. Because nice. Half of the time they fuck around and they don't realize they sent you a live photo. So if you just hold it down, you'll just
damn.
Same.
That's crazy.
Just hold it down.
You see him like setting up.
You're like, oh, hold on.
Yeah, pull the camera back. You be like, all right, this is the one. They click it. You see all of that shit. You see the live video. You hear that motherfucker mess up too. You're like, fuck. Oh shit. Let me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Got them kids you hiding in the background, you know.
Damn. Oh, that'd be crazy. You hear crying.
Yeah, shut up. Hey, shut up.
What if you heard his chick in the background? Like, who the fuck you sending that to? Like, come on,
shut up.
Yeah, I need that.
Sending news is difficult for guys, man, because we gotta get it hard first. If we ain't hard, we gotta watch something and then lotion it up and then keep that while we set up the lighting and all of that, man. You gonna get this video, baby.
Okay, it sounds like you need a pill, okay, to hear.
Yeah,
everybody's issue.
Keep what that about, is crazy. Okay,
I get a text like, hey, send me something. I'm editing. I ain't editing nothing that's already turned me on. I'm in a
AI. Just AI. Wait,
but how do you think we feel when y'all be like, send me something? I'm at home. I'm in my bonnet. I'm in some sweat. I'm in my sweater.
First of all,
pull your booty out and
send me that. Yeah, send me that. I like that. I mean, you're a working woman. You tired.
Why is anyone still sending real nudes in 2026? There's AI.
Right.
Send someone else
sent one in high school.
I have a favorite folder. You're gonna get my AI top 10. I recycle the same ones.
You ain't doing that for me because I'm gonna swipe up on Apple on iPhotos and see when this shit was originally taken.
Exactly. That's why I take screenshots and it's gonna look like it was taken today.
Here's the thing, fellas. Here's the fail safe, fellas. Check the date on the photo. Swipe up, see the date, and if you are still concerned, have her send you a picture of her nails currently. If the nail color don't match, block her ass, bitch, because you ain't sending me
or
no
a newspaper.
I actually had a guy send me an unsolicited video, and I did that exact thing. I scrolled up and saw that it was a video from like 6 months ago. I was like, not only is it unsolicited, this was for another bitch. This wasn't even for me.
Damn.
This wasn't even my unsolicited.
Well, here's the thing. I can't send you a fresh unsolicited one. You might not appreciate this. You see how you acting with the old shit? Why would I give you the remix? Well, you don't appreciate the original, man.
That's why I'm saying I keep a top 10 favorites until you have earned your way into a present day nude. You gonna get what everybody else has gotten. You ain't getting no treatment.
That Best of Sade album is a good album, okay? I'm good on the Best
Community Nude.
I'm cool. Send the Best of dudes.
I'm just saying. I got a top 10 in my
phone. So stupid. In the moment, you can send me 1 through 10, and then by the time I ask for another one, you can send 1 again. I ain't gonna notice.
Damn.
That's what filters are for.
Repost. Send that Best of.
Run that shit through AI. Brand new background.
Best of.
Where did I say I was this week? Oh yeah. Claude, put me in Curacao.
Claude is race is that.
Y'all don't use Claude for your nudes?
I'm mad, Claude. I just use Claude. Got your nudes. That's crazy.
Yeah, we have a whole co-working session just for my nudes. Because I take them very seriously.
Niggas used to send nudes through disposable cameras. You had to drop that bitch off and then go back and pick it up.
Yeah.
And sometimes they would put it in an envelope. Sometimes they would discard it. They would like,
that is a fact.
This is smut, right? But if they did put it in the envelope, you know they looked at that shit. You know they was like, oh, you
okay.
Wasn't it open?
No, you know it's Instagram is now watching that kind of stuff.
What?
If you send DM nudes, they like will flag it.
Oh shit.
Mm-hmm. How do you know that?
They'll flag
it. They made the announcement.
Yeah, how do you know that?
Uh oh, Pat got announced. Pat was like, wait, what?
How do you know that?
I've never said to dude.
Wait. You never sent the nude through Instagram or you never sent the nude, period?
That's why I was quiet. I
haven't sent nudes. Never sent not any nudes. That are recognizable.
You don't
wait. Well, hold on, Meg. Hold on, Meg. We're gonna get into your boring ass story in a minute. Pat. None of us surprised about you, Meg. But Pat, you've never sent a nude, like not
one. Nah, I've never sent it. I remember
you've never sent a nude.
I took good a photo. I took a photo in high school, and I was like, I was about to send it, and I was like, that's weird. I would rather just disappoint her.
Well, you can't like Pat. I remember us talking about this, and this is back when you used to like reach from underneath your thigh and then take it like put the balls in it.
That
and
was
you can't do that. That's
you told
good.
That joke. That's your joke.
I know you got actually, too many. Actually, I don't have any tattoos.
I wouldn't even know how to. I wouldn't even know. I do have a lot of tattoos, but I wouldn't even know how to take
I ain't
one.
Down to OnlyFans. It's because I got too many identifiable tattoos. If I had a tattoo,
why would you send a nude to here? They're going to know those are your little dumb guns on your back.
That's the only reason, Paige. That's the only reason. Yeah. If I had these identifying tattoos, this dick would be dicking all over OnlyFans. You understand me? Okay. You keep these motherfuckers. If I'm making $50,000 a month off of OnlyFans off of this shaft, you can keep them motherfucking jokes. I won't tell a motherfucking joke again.
You would switch?
I have an LCD. You know those screens that's got the LCD screen on the face. I just have the knock joke on there while I'm fucking. But I ain't.
But then boy, everybody would be like, Tahir. That's Tahir. That is very clearly.
All I gotta say is them very clearly Tahir, on
that's
your
Tahir's
back.
Tahir's dick. That's Tahir's dick. That is the shaft of Tahir.
I know that shaft.
All them goddamn freckles.
You think that just the LCD mask, you good? Be like, look at those two guns on the back.
Look at those two guns on the
St. Louis arch on your legs.
If I didn't have
a nose ring on that dick.
Picture a video. What do y'all want? Picture a video. What do y'all want? I'm sick of y'all shit.
Video.
That goddamn dick look like an everything bagel. Clearly.
I'm so sorry to hear because now every time I look at you, all I'm gonna see is an everything bagel.
It's been seared in my mind.
It's seared in my brain. That's to hear everything bagel dick. Oh no.
Hey, we're working on our friendship now. Let's not ruin it with this.
Don't let bagel dick.
Don't let this. What y'all going with? I pick video. Ooh. BT pick video. Page,
video
page,
every time.
I'm taking that video.
I think I'm going photo because I don't know what I'm. That's safer.
Hey, man,
just give me a video.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay, I don't know, Meg, man. Like, that video.
Meg be like, put seaweed and soy sauce in your dick when you send it to me.
Yeah.
I've just gotten weird videos. I've gotten videos that I'm just like, why are you sitting on a bucket in your tub?
What?
Now I'm distracted. I'm distracted. I'm looking at the scenery. I'm looking at the background.
I just don't think nudes are for women as much as they are for men because
women.
We don't have.
Yeah, you're just like our bodies are this. Sexier.
I'm going to say this, and I mean no disrespect to y'all because I'm sure y'all are wonderful women outside of the capacity that I know y'all. But y'all are just lonely because there are women who like nudes way more than niggas do. I promise you that. Y'all, it's just a different, you know.
Here's the thing. I'm not a prude in any way. Like, I would have no problem with like my man sending me stuff. It's just I feel like the when I just think of how many times I've gotten one where I'm like, ooh, damn, that just it's just not enough time.
Low success rate. Wait, did a nigga really send
low success rate? I feel like most of the time when a man is sending you, well, as a single woman, most of the nudes that I've gotten, I've not asked for. They've all been unsolicited. So there's even that.
That is the thing.
Most of them are unsolicited.
I have a question. Is this bucket?
Yes, it's very assaulty.
I do want to know about the bucket. Was that real?
Was the bucket?
It was like a Home Depot like bucket, and it was flipped like a painter's bucket, and it was like flipped
over.
He was
sitting on it.
Like, he was sitting on it.
He was sitting on it, and like his angle was like from up here.
In the tub.
I want to ask you this follow up question.
And then the water was running because I'm pretty sure he didn't want someone to.
Were you fucking with a seal?
I'm not gonna lie to you, Paige.
That do sound like a seal.
Were you fucking with a seal? I think Paige was fucking with a seal, guys.
No, BT, don't do it.
I also need you to know this. No, BT, don't do it.
Every woman will love that.
No, she won't.
That's crazy.
No, she won't. So water's running. If I'm just sitting there and it's over here.
If I do the touchy bit, I go doom, da, doom, doom.
No, don't do it, because what she going to do is she going to be like, oh, that is so sexy, and then she's going to send it to her group chat.
Crazy.
Yeah, right, I'm going to tell you right now, every man who's ever sent...
This has got off the rails. This has got off the rails. It's like the video.
You guys need to know these things. If you send something crazy, every single man who has ever sent me a video, a picture of his dick, just know every single woman in my life has also seen it.
Yep. She sure has, and she's laughed with me.
I got a surprise.
We have laughed together. Okay.
I got a surprise for you, baby girl. Sometimes that's the point.
Well, sweetie pie, we're not sending them to brag.
BT playing the numbers game. Like one out of the 12 gonna like that.
Somebody gonna like this drunk. Somebody gonna like this bucket.
Somebody's mama is gonna see it.
Somebody said, "Oh, he went to Home Depot."
Yeah. That is very sex worker.
Why is it here?
Why did he add the bucket?
Hey, somebody needs some drawers.
He needed the elevation. He was sitting, but he didn't want to sit. You know, if he was sitting in the tub, that's a weird.
That's hilarious.
Listen, man, we're going to get up out of here. Videos got it on that last one. We got special guests, BT Kingsley, Paige Bryan for pulling up. Shout out to the OG squad, man, Scoop Patrick Cloud. I'm to hear more. Shout out to y'all for watching. We'll see you next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace, y'all.
I sit in the tub and let my
dad. Paige is fun.